thank you for listening to the Impact Leaders Podcast, featuring leaders in sustainable and impact investment, sharing their stories, experiences, and advice to increase awareness and highlight best practices in order to help us transition more capital into the industry faster. I am JP Dalman, founder and CEO of ILM Partners, and we are the proud sponsors of the podcast. ILM Partners is an advisory and soon-to-launch multi-asset management firm targeting to acquire and scale investment funds focused on sustainability and impact. Our mission is to facilitate and accelerate the transition of £5 billion of capital to sustainable impact investing in the next 5 years. If you would like to explore the opportunity of working together, email contact@ilaandpartners.com for an introductory and confidential conversation. Your support means everything to us, since it's what really keeps us going. So make sure you share our work with someone that will benefit from it. Please remember to subscribe to get the notifications and check the notes from each episode. We hope you enjoy today's special conversation.
This is Ken D. Foster, your host, and my guest today is JP Dalman. He's an award-winning, nominated, sustainable and impact investing advisor. He's an advocate. He's a thought leader. And with over 20 years experience in the financial service industry, he served as a banking executive and advisor at major institutions such as the Royal Bank of Scotland and so much more. I'll be telling you about a lot more about it. JP, welcome to the show, man. So glad to have you.
The pleasure is mine. So happy and so grateful that you invited me.
It's wonderful to have you here today, JP. You and I met each other on Clubhouse. You know, I read your bio. I read what you were up to. I saw you had a lot of people following you. I thought, you know, when people do that, I always think to myself, well, who is this man? Who is this person? What would you say let me just ask you, why'd you get into financial service business?
Good question to start with. And if I am completely honest, initially, I didn't realize until a long time after that was because I actually had a vision of what my life could be in the future. Interesting, you mentioned something like that before the conversation started as part of your trail, your intro trail. And then as I was at university at the time, you know, obviously I was looking at the different options, what was out there. And I was obviously, you know, I studied business and finance and economics and accountancy. So it was kind of, you know, the natural thing to do. But I did have this fascination for investment banking. And obviously there was a monetary reason, you know, behind it. You know, initially as I was younger, I was maybe more driven by financials and financial gain than later in my life.
Well, I love that. You know, a lot of people are making poor investment decisions today. I know that. Yeah, a lot of people do that over the years, but I think maybe even today more than ever because of information overload. They just get too much information. What's your hit on that?
Well, it's interesting. You know, it's one of the reasons I wrote this short paper that is available for people to access if they want. Which, you know, the first one of the points of the reasons why I say people don't have, they don't create the profits and the impact that they want is because of this information overload. You mentioned at the beginning that I am a sustainable and impact investment specialist, or, you know, that's kind of what the business ILM Partners, you know, we do. We help in the transition of capital into sustainable impact investing. But the one thing that is across everyone that we talk to is the fact that they don't know what is what. From the beginning in terms of the concepts to then actually the products and the specifics, you know, where they can allocate their money.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So with the paper that you've written, let's just talk about that a little bit. So you wrote that. What's the title of it, first of all?
It's very simple. You know, I just, and it's very interesting. You mentioned Clubhouse before. You know, Clubhouse really inspired me as well because you meet so many people. And I know, you know, as you can imagine, you know, I relate to people at every level, you know, of walks of life and different sectors and different professions. And it just comes across like the same thing. You know, people keep asking me, they are confused. They don't know what, you know, what actually investment means. You know, let's not even talk about financial intelligence, which is another, you know, level of the conversation. But just to begin with, you know, I could see people just really struggling. And you mentioned that I have a lot of followers, and it comes, you know, from really showing up and trying to help people. You know, education, I realize, is one of, if not actually the top driver for me in terms of, you know, if you think about SDGs, and I'm wearing this little pin, if people, you know, see the live on Facebook, it's about the United Nations Global Goals. And number four, goal number four is about education. And I tried to, once I realized that how much I care about it, I thought, well, I had to do something about it. So this thought leadership that you mentioned before is driven by that. You know, I'm trying to share knowledge, share education. You know, I saw you just wrote the book, you know, to help people, you know, set goals and set intentions and take action. But they need to understand what to do. You know, and I realized that in life, you know, you don't get, aside from the Bible, you don't have, there's no manual to, you know, how to live life, right? How to best do things. So we need to help each other.
We do need to help each other. And, you know, one of the things that drew me to you, JP, was that you are a sustainable and impact investor. You look for companies that are not necessarily just a for-profit company. You're looking for companies that are actually making a difference in the world and creating a better place. Can you talk about that a little bit and maybe some of the companies that you know, you've had some success with over the years?
Yeah. So basically, what I talk about is I am a for-profit guy. I always say that, you know, I have no no shame whatsoever in saying that, because that's where the sustainability part comes into place. You know, if you want to create a model that is sustainable over time, it needs to be self-funded. And that's kind of where maybe I can link it then, you know, to impact investment. And this is what is called, I talk a lot about the spectrum of capital. So these different levels of, or different types of investors, from those that just look for profit to those that look for profit and impact. And then at the other side of the spectrum, you have philanthropy, and then right at the end, maybe charity, right? And donations, et cetera. So I am, you know, focusing on where we can create profit and impact, right? So it's, some people talk about private markets, and, you know, there's different type of asset classes as well that you may listen to people speak about. And then what we are focusing on as well, based on, you know, my 20 plus years in finance and investment banking and global banking, is try to leverage, you know, the network, the connections, you know, the understanding of this work, coupled with the startup world as well, and the innovation side and the tech for good, right? So we've been testing, and we've been, you know, from one part, we work with investment management firms, you know, quite, you know, big ones with Island Partners. You know, we have a specific, you know, soft spot for LATAM, you know, having been born in Latin America myself. And then we're looking all the time for now what I call the unicorns of impact. So those companies that, you know, we can fund, and we can find solutions that we can scale to help more people.
Love that. I want to ask you a little bit about the cryptocurrency, what's going on there, and if you're investing in that, or and also about SDGs and some of the little technical things. So, JP, real quick on cryptocurrencies. Is your firm or anybody investing in those, or where do you see that going in the marketplace?
Well, first of all, we're not. I had to be completely honest, you know, and at times, you know, with some of my friends tell me about their returns, I regret it. So it's never too late, they say, right? But I have, you know, over the and it's interesting. This is one of those things. So maybe it wasn't on my notes to speak about, but two things that I've learned about crypto that made me think. So the one is about, you know, don't go to what is shining all the time, right? Don't get, basically, if it's not what you understand, it's fine not to do it, right? Because I just didn't feel comfortable, and I chose, you know, not to learn about it. You know, I had a limiting belief that said, like, you know, that's too complicated. No, I'm not I don't want to learn about it. And actually, I put my hand up and I say, I missed out on making huge returns. So that's one thing that I had to say. But again, you know, I concentrate on my lane and what I'm doing. Yeah. And even recently, I was thinking about that, how important it is to be happy, you know, with what your lane is, understanding your part, right? So I have one of my friends that he doesn't like real estate because he just doesn't want to deal with everything related to real estate. So he has very small allocation to real estate, right? And because everyone talks about real estate, right? All the time, it's the basis of any portfolio. And then in terms of where it's going, I like numbers and context of course, right? But I've learned that the day I was reading, crypto, you know, and people talk about Bitcoin, but it's more than that. It's about $1 trillion right now in terms of, you know, market and asset, let's call it asset class. But the whole market, so that people understand, is, you know, is quoted to be about $300 trillion. So that's how small it is. But it's so like, even if I look on Forbes, funny enough, you mentioned at the ranking, in the top 10 articles in Forbes, it's all crypto and Bitcoin. And so it's a very kind of, people are very, very attracted to it. Very, very interested, yeah. You know, maybe because it has the word mine in it, you know, mining. I don't know.
But you've lived long enough. I've lived long enough to see the .com, era. I've seen the, as an investor, as a stockbroker, we were selling Microsoft way back when, and Apple and things like that. And, there's the, my point is there's the next one coming along. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, but what I heard you say is like, you know, when you find a lane, you want to stick in your lane and really, really go deep in that lane instead of trying to go from one thing to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing. And I think, that creates that information overload. It also gives you an unclear message. Can you address that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's, again, something that I, try to leave, but I definitely, I think I mentioned to one of the people in your team, we just, to be able to help people, we launched a program called the Impact Leaders Program to help people, because that, if there's one thing that comes across all the time, is how people really struggle to communicate, first who they are and then what the companies do. Even as investment managers, sometimes they struggle to communicate what the new product, especially in impact, right, and sustainable investing, what actually is doing. And it's quite a skill, something that you have to develop and understand to be able to get, people to get into business with you, right? Or to buy your products, or to invest in your funds, or to invest in your companies. And before, I was applauding, because I see the message on your new book, and I think it's fantastic. You make it so clear, but I guess that is, the couple of years of experience that you have to understand, how to communicate a good message.
Well, what I like about when I was reading about Impact Leaders Program is that people, one of the benefits is that they become a magnet of the right to attract the right opportunities that will create an impact in their life. And I think that there's a lot to be said for that. If we don't have the skill sets, the understanding and the strategies and the tools to be able to really discern what the right choices are for ourselves, then we're scattered and are walking all over the place. So I like your message on that.
Yeah, but it's fascinating. I'll say something else, on top of what you said. For me, it's about the impact. And we were talking just offline before, as you come to understand that there is something much bigger than you, and that really, as cliche sometimes as it sounds, we're on this earth for such a short period of time, that when you realize that the impact really is how you can impact others and others' people's lives and how you can help them, right? Then again, sounds cliche, but the profits are going to come. Obviously, you need to understand the practicalities of how to make things happen, how to run a business, how to communicate these days, how to run campaigns online, et cetera, et cetera. But at the essence, people talk about customer service. At the essence is how do we impact others, right? And I think that the main reason why I launched that program, which is kind of one on the side of what we do in terms of advisory and some introductions, is because I feel I have the duty, the responsibility to help others, learn. By the way, as I've realized over time, and maybe sometimes only less than 1% of the population of the world gets the benefit to learn, right? Because, you know, we get the chance to go to university or to study or to go to work with certain, you know, biggest companies in the world. But even us, you know, after we learn and we've been trained and we are so educated, we struggle with certain parts of, you know, the practical parts of life. So that is what that is about. And I can tell you more if you want, but it's about, there's a message behind as well, which is, you know, I believe that we're all diamonds, you know, diamonds in the making. Or, you know, some of us are charcoal, you know, but as people, you know, people that know a little bit about it, I don't know a lot, but when to create the diamond, it's a charcoal that, you know, it gets put under pressure. And that's the pressure that creates the beauty. But even if you are the most beautiful diamond, you still need to be polished. So I talk about that in terms of, you know, we're trying to create impact leaders, diamonds, you know, that can actually impact the lives of others while creating a profit, you know, for the good use, by the way, for the good use. You cannot take the money away with you, so.
Well, you know, this is an authentic and real show, and we, you know, I like to just talk about real things. And you're talking about people that, you know, we have, we all have potential within us. We have potential to polish up what's already there, and we have potential to actually transform, you know, coal into diamonds, which are within us. And for me, it's, I always see it as kind of like a rust on the soul. Soul is brilliant, bright, and beautiful. And we've got the rust. What's the rust? It's our beliefs, our poor choices. It's our blame, shame, guilt, remorse, all that stuff that institutionalized thinking from maybe a parent or a teacher or something. You know, it blocks this brilliance from coming forth. And you have a program, that Impact Leaders program, that really helps people to start to shine. And honestly, you know, make better choices.
Right? Yeah. And what happens when you shine?
Well, when you shine, you have energy, you have power. You actually can see the unseeable. You can know the unknowable. You do things that nobody else can do because you have this power that's floating through you that just comes through us. Right. Mm.
Yeah. And then obviously you attract. Right. And that's why, you know, the point about attracting opportunities is amazing. And one more point maybe to mention, you know, which I talk about maybe I should do a little short book, but it's not long enough. Is these foundations. But you mentioned, you know, the mistakes we make, you know, as you start getting foundations, and it's never too late, you know, to start reshuffling and getting aligned. And as you align and you get the foundations, you get the right information, you get the clear message, right? The opportunities, believe me, it's like, it's a true kind of alignment, right? Which then obviously gives you the visibility. And there's one more thing that perhaps we'll cover before, I don't know how much longer we have.
JP, we only got, you know, like a minute and a half left. First of all, tell people how they can get a hold of you. And then I'd like to hear your closing thoughts.
If you just Google JP Dahlman, you'll get, you know, you'll get my LinkedIn, you get my board seat, you get my company, you get my podcast, you know, which is Impact Leaders. So everything comes, you know, it's pretty, just put JP Dahlman on Google and you'll find a few things.
That's awesome. And by the way, just let me mention, JP is the host of the renowned Impact Leaders podcast, which features some of the best investors in the world and leading individuals on sustainable and impact investments. So you want to check out his podcast too. JP, that's amazing. I'm out of time, man. I got to rock.
I have one quick one, which is fantastic. Womenwisdom.net, right? You played that just before. And my last point is about accountability. You know, you have to be accountable and you have to be in a community. You have to surround yourself with, you know, other amazing people, be it at home, be it at church, be it in business, right? That is the only way that you will truly grow. So be courageous, right? And speak up as well.
I love it, JP. Hey, listen, stay in the back studio when I'm going to close the show. But thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for watching this video and for listening to the Impact Leaders podcast. Impact Leaders is brought to you by ILA and Partners. Please connect with us to work together in the transition of capital into sustainable and impact investing. If you would like to support the podcast more specifically, we will be soon launching the Impact Leaders Private Club, including the Supercast and Patreon subscriptions. Alternatively, you can email us at podcast@ilaandpartners.com to become a sponsor or patron. Thank you.